On the live line with us is Tim Miller. He's the executive director of West County Community Services. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
And, of course, West County Community Services wide open for business. Talk about the damages incurred by your organization due to the flooding.
Sure. Well, first, to the community at large, we appreciate your support out here in West County, and we're here for you as we have been for 40 years. We have 7 facilities in West County. 3 were damaged by the floods, 1 at our housing project in Sebastopol Park Village, mm-hmm. and then 2 behavioral health facilities out here in Guerneville. And they're all being cleaned or rehabbed now, and we've moved those services to alternative buildings.
Okay, so that's no easy task. And and talk about the damages overall to the area and what you're seeing at West County Community Services.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a tale of two issues. It's still a mess, to be frank. But the community is increasingly coming together. Some people are in shock, as you might expect, particularly maybe the people who moved out here from the wildfires and now are going through this again.
Yes.
Lots of garbage along the sides of the roads. The county is working overtime to try to solve that problem, but I would say yet, frankly, they're not able yet to keep up because of the volume. Supervisor Hopkins has been out here nonstop and prodding and urging state and other local resources to come to bear, and her presence and her efforts are always appreciated in that regard. But we have a long way to go, and one of the first steps is just to take care of each other, but to really get the cleanup effort moving forward.
State, our local state and national representatives have been out there this week too, Tim. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Congressman Huffman was out here just the other day. Other representatives have been out here as well. It does help. It lets people, you always feel like you're alone after a disaster when the roads have been closed for a while.
Yeah.
And you're looking for help. And when you actually see that somebody's come from outside the immediate area, it's a big help.
And it's, of course, you know, we knew that this flooding circumstance was going to be a bad one. Was there the expectation up there that it would be quite that bad?
You know, I think everybody's perspective is different, but my experience was, you know, there's a lot of flood veterans out here.
Yeah.
And the majority, I think, were surprised that it came up as high as it did, and that it caused the damage that it actually did. I mentioned we have a Park Village housing project with the city of Sebastopol. Some long-term residents who have been there for 40 years were saying we won't need to evacuate given our experience, but we did. And I think it's a cautionary note for all of us that if it's any warning of any kind, start getting ready.
Yes, heed the warning to be sure. And I know that you're seeing people that have been through, you know, through the worst of the flooding. What are the physical and emotional ramifications?
You know, it can be hard for people to focus. I think that's a big one. If you in your apartment or you have a small business, and by losing your apartment, you now have no place to live, or by losing your small business or your employment at a larger business, you fear that you may now have no place to live. And given the tight housing environment, that's a real anxiety driver for a lot of people. You know, some folks out here are very low income, and when your refrigerator and freezer are off for a few days, you lose all your food, and maybe that was 25% of your income that week. The food bank has been terrific, and they have additional resources. But, you know, it's a tough immediate haul for a lot of people.
What other resources are necessary at this point?
Well, the local assistance center is here, and it's in a building we share, our main office at 16390 Main Street in Guerneville. It's called the B of A building.
Yeah.
And they're here, and they're here through Saturday, 9 to 6. On our Facebook site, maybe on yours, our Facebook site at West County Community Services, we just posted their list of services and the phone number access and what they can offer. So that's a really good place to start, is look at that list. And again, West County Community Services, and it's a starting point for a lot of people because it's one-stop shopping for many of the things that your business or you as a family might need. And there's also a list of referrals for where you might go elsewhere for additional services.
Yeah, very important, that one-stop shopping part of the equation. The easier we can make it for people, the better. And let's talk about the businesses in Guerneville. Main Street was saved to, in large part, by the flood not reaching Main Street for several businesses there. And yet, there were other businesses, of more than a few of them, affected in an adverse way.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that places just across the street could flood and yours didn't, right? It's just based on topography, a lot
yeah.
of it. But you're correct. On Main Street, as you go towards the main downtown area, fewer of those businesses were affected, where the ones on River Road on the same street closer to Santa Rosa really got whacked. And they're digging out, and they have a huge losses of inventory. And it's really tragic for anybody because some of them were living in their business, you know, maybe above, and so they got a double whammy. But there's quite a few businesses that are shut down, and we'll have to see how long they're going to be shut down for.
And Tim, the Board of Supervisors meeting right now in a special session to talk about coming up with some more money to aid in the cleanup of debris and toxic waste too. Talk about how important it is to get rid of all that stuff, not just from a health standpoint, but from a psychological one.
Oh yeah. You know, when you go into, you know, there's a certain smell that comes with a flooded building, whether it's a house, a business, a community building, and you know that well, we all do. And the longer it's there, the more it lingers, the more damage it does. So I think, you know, cleaning out, and we're going to be leading a clean out effort of our own this weekend. And if we have time, I want to talk about
it. Yeah, please tell us about that and the fundraiser, yes.
Yeah. Not only is there the physical effect of making it's the physical effect of making progress by, you know, taking things outside, but you have to do it in a safe manner with gloves and a mask, because with the flood you don't know what kind of water and what was in the water when it went into your home or business.
Yeah, it's a daunting task, and so tough to get through that part of it. And talk about the fundraiser, Tim, for West County Community Services coming up tomorrow night.
You know, we got a call. You're not always answering your cell phone during a disaster like this, but I got a call last weekend just as it was wrapping up, and it was from a group that's putting on a fundraiser at Horse and Plow.
Mm-hmm.
A winery, one of our great wineries. It's Friday, tomorrow, between 5:30 and 8:30 p.m. It's a sliding scale donation at the door. And again, that's at Horse and Plow, 5:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night. It's also on our website for people or our Facebook, West County Community Services Facebook site. There's a silent auction. They've got some really great stuff. And depending on the level of funds we're able to raise, we're going to, start ramping up additional efforts in terms of cleanup, housing, food, transportation for our most vulnerable citizens. So,
and other than that, that fundraising effort, Tim, how else can we help?
Well, I think if you go on the website and look at the list of services, some of them are groups like UMCOR who are helping to organize cleanups. So if you're interested in that, go on that and participate in those kinds of things. You can also go directly onto our website, westcountyservices.org, westcountycommunityservices.org, and donate. Lots of great groups doing a lot of work, but you can donate or participate in the cleanup effort. I think those are two really great ways to participate in making our community get back on track.
Yeah, donate or participate, or do both. Why not?
Or do both.
Yeah, or do both. Well, Tim, I'm happy that you were with us this morning, and please keep us posted on the progress up there, and we're wishing you much, much good luck as you continue your efforts for West County residents. Appreciate that.
Thank you, and appreciate your program. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Tim Miller. He is the executive director of West County Community Services, and they incurred some damages as a result of the flood and are out there fighting like so many other organizations are for the folks on the Russian River.